be Jesus and Mary. Recently, I've been speaking about the virtue of humility. In today's liturgy, both the readings and the saint we celebrate today also tends in that direction to reflect on humility as the foundation of the spiritual life upon which we build the spiritual life, and also can constitute the beginning of the spiritual life. So first is humble acknowledgement, right? Humble acknowledgement of who we are before God, understanding who God is and who we are, and that relationship entails submission on our part. Pope Pius XII cited in the Catechism, paragraph 37, says that this humble disposition to obey God is necessary for the gift of faith, right? Faith is a supernatural gift that we receive from above, and humility is necessary to receive that. He says, the truths that concern the relations between God and man, if they are translated into human action, call for surrender, self-surrender, and abnegation, right? So that's the truth. Once you acknowledge God exists, there are things that follow from that, okay? And one of them is that I'm not God, and I should obey God and worship God and do His will. And if there isn't that disposition, that humility to surrender oneself, then the human mind can easily convince itself, persuade itself that what it would like not to be true is either false or at least doubtful. That's what Pius XII says in that regard. So humility also regards acknowledging our faults. So not only having this disposition to obey God, but also humbly acknowledging our faults. And that's what the readings today talk about. The exiles, right? The people of God, they are sent into exile and suffering all of the difficulties that that involves. They are humbled, and that causes them to convert and to humbly acknowledge their sins before God. So this is the first reading. During the Babylonian captivity, the exiles prayed, "Justice is with the Lord our God. We today are flushed with shame, have sinned in the Lord's sight and disobeyed Him, and did evil in the sight of the Lord our God." So this is humbly confessing one's sins, right? Another act of humility, another thing that is necessary to gain God's grace, to have the doors of heaven opened up for us. This is what we prayed in today's opening prayer. O God, who open your kingdom to those who are humble, right? St. Augustine says this, with regard to what we just read about these people in exile. He says, "It is right and good to invoke God in all of the evils that we suffer, accusing ourselves, not God." Right? See, there's one of the temptations that some people can fall into is when you're suffering, enduring something, you accuse God, lay the blame on Him. Okay? That's not humility. We accuse ourselves, not God, and in all of the good that we receive, to praise not ourselves, but to praise God. For as God rejects those who defend their sins, so He receives those who confess them. What our Lord say in today's gospel regarding these proud souls from Chorazin and Bethsaida and Capernaum? He says, "For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would long ago have repented." Right? Humble repentance before the signs that were worked in their midst. St. Augustine goes on to say, The true Christian is humble, never becoming proud, never murmuring, never ungrateful, never complaining, but gives thanks to God and praises Him in all of His judgments, whose every work is either just or merciful. Right? We have to acknowledge that with regard to God. No one arrives at the heights of God except by humility. For God draws close to the humble, but looks on the haughty from afar. Now this was the path that Saint Therese of the Child Jesus took to arrive at the heights of God. And she prayed for this grace because she actually acknowledged at a certain point in her life that she was lacking humility, right? That in her interior life, her desires, her sensibility, she wanted to be acknowledged by her fellow sisters, okay? And esteemed by them. So she prayed for the gift and the grace of humility. She said, "Divine heart of my most loving Jesus, infuse into me true humility and a right knowledge of myself, so that I may deserve to find one day favor in thy sight. Give me the grace to be humble and simple like a child, if I wish to go to the Father. Amen." And so Saint Therese was given the grace, and she went to the Father. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.